our mayor is in Canberra representing the Sunshine Coast Council at the Australian Local Government Association National Convention. Over 2 days, councils from across the country will put forward 200 motions to be debated.
What we're talking about is everything from asking the federal government for more in terms of funding for our financial assistance grants. So we get funding from the federal government, and currently less than 1% of Commonwealth taxation revenue flows through to councils. And really, when you think about it, we are the closest to the community delivering the on-the-ground project. So we're asking for fairer funding for councils right across the country.
Police have seized more drugs bound for our streets. This time, their investigations led them to search a property at Woologa this week, where they allegedly located 1.124 kilograms of cannabis. Police from Gimiri and Kilkeven were first called to the address after receiving information about an unregistered firearm. A 69-year-old man is due in court next month, charged with going armed to cause fear, trespass and possession of dangerous drugs. Just in time for the winter school holidays, direct flights between the Sunshine Coast and New Zealand have resumed. The international service between here and Auckland will operate 3 times a week on Wednesday, Friday and Sundays until October 24. It's now the 12th year the seasonal services have been operating. And after 18 years of hard work, a local has managed to lovingly restore a former logging site into a haven for wildlife. Landholder Julia purchased the 17-hectare property at Cooloolaben back in 2007, removing a dense area of invasive weeds to transform it into a thriving ecosystem that stretches into the Blackall Ranges. Council says the successful project was partly thanks to its Landholder Environment Grants Program, funded by the Environment Levy. Applications for the next round of Landholder Environment Grants opens on July 7.